Don't doubt that for a minute. I've already had that problem today.
Okay. Judy, you with us?
I am.
Okay, here we go.
Mask on?
Call the meeting to order, please. This is the Winchester Town Board meeting of March 30th, 2021, and welcome to everyone. I think we'll start the meeting with a pledge of allegiance and ask Mr. Delabos to lead us in that.
No problems there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Roll call. My name is Robert Mikes, and to my left is...
Patrick Becker.
To my right.
John Delabos.
Ken Dayton.
And we have one other member on the phone.
Judy Siegel.
Judy Siegel. Okay, thank you. Please, everyone, turn off any cell phones or rather electronic devices until the meeting's over. And any private conversations you should take from the room down in the hallway. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within their jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board members by majority vote. If you do not wish to attend the meeting in person, but would like to comment on any item appearing on this agenda, please submit your comments to B. Martinez at ClarkCountyNevada.gov before 5 p.m. We're already past that. Place your name and address and so on. Now I'm asking for approval of the last minutes.
I move to approve.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And next is approval of the agenda for today. And we have one change. Item number 2, which is VS210085 Resorts World Las Vegas LLC to vacate and abandon a portion of the right-of-way. They are asking for a delay or hold, if you will, until 2 meetings from now, which will be in the end of April. And all the board members have agreed to it, so we can consider that matter closed. Correct?
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. Is that what you
thank
are?
You.
Okay.
You will see me then. I'll be the whole agenda as it happens, but this one will be on it now.
Okay. General business. B, do you have any business from? You know, I'm sorry, but when I did the roll call, I just did the board members. We also have other county people here, starting with...
Victoria Bonner.
Okay.
Beatrice Martinez.
Brady Bernhardt.
All right. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Our official counsel.
Okay, well, let's get right into it with item number one, which is UC210067E-J Club LLC for a use permit to allow a day spa in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on 1.0 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone in the adult overlay district, generally located on the west side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, approximately 550 feet south of Circus Drive within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to address the board or the group of
sure.
what your intentions are here?
Sure. Is this okay to stand here and speak?
Could we ask you to come over by this chair over here? Yeah, that'll work fine. Thank you.
My name is Peter Lee. Nice to meet you, gentlemen, ladies. I represent Ms. Doker with Nana LLC, and she is looking to open a day spa in that location, as you put it. Ms. Doker has recently moved her family from California. She had a successful spa business there, and unfortunately, due to COVID, she was forced to shut it down. So she decided to move her family to Las Vegas in hopes of starting a new business here and raise her teenage kids as well. She's had a long history working in the service industry. So for this particular business, she's looking to offer reflexology, nails, and some massage in the space that she's been allotted. It's about a 780 square foot unit that she'll be working from. And I think we've already submitted the rest of the documents needed. So I think that comes.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the room that would like to address this issue one way or the other? Please rise and state your name.
Hi. My name is Mark DeCaro. I represent EJ Club. We are leasing to Nana the space. Our building just underwent a renovation. She's going to be leasing a front-facing space on the lower level on the north end, using it as the existing build-out without any further construction. Building's located right across from Circus and the Resorts World projects. As the building, we're starting to get calls for a lot of retail services above the existing use of warehouse use. We currently had a spa on the second level in 2017, though they only lasted about 6 months because I think it was pre-remodel as well as construction killed the traffic flow into the place. But the building sets up very well from a retail standpoint for a lower level.
All right. Thank you. For the board now, anyone on the board have a comment either way?
I do not.
Neither do I.
What?
Neither do I.
Neither do you?
No comment.
Okay.
So,
in that case, did you have anything?
And you're asking for a waiver on the parking spaces, is that?
We're asking for a waiver on the use permit.
Okay.
As well as the parking spaces, it was approved for the last project that we did. The general parking analysis states that we need roughly 70 to 74 spaces. We currently have 64 spaces. Our parking lot is set up with a front lot, which has about 30 spaces, with a back lot, which has about 34 spaces. On our traffic patterns that we watch from the building standpoint, the front parking lot will maybe receive 80% capacity majority of the time on any given day, with the back lot receiving zero to very little use. So from a parking standpoint, we think we have very enough parking to accommodate.
Okay. And it was just recently restriped, and that's the...
Yeah, we recently
didn't change any number.
Restriped. We didn't change anything.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
Go ahead.
I move to approve with staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
The next item, we've already approved delaying that for two meetings.
Yes, sir.
Which is approximately, what, the 27th or something, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what is it? We'll consider that on hold until that time.
Thank you.
General business. B, any general business?
No general business, sir.
Okay. Comments by the general public. The period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant in the board's jurisdiction will be held. No, no vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. If you'd like to provide written general public comments on an item not appearing on this agenda, but within the general jurisdiction of this body, please submit your comments via mail to bmartinez@clarkcountynevada.gov before 5 p.m. on March 30th. Please include your name, address, and your comment. Comments will be read into the record. No comments over 3 minutes in length will be read. All comments received will be compiled into a document and shared as part of the meeting's minutes. Does anyone wish to make a comment? Okay, finding none. Our next meeting date will be April the 13th, 2021. Same time, same place. Any other comments by anyone on the board?
One okay. For me. Victoria, I didn't get a package this time.
That's strange, because I mailed everybody's packet out on the same day.
Oh, I'm not. This is not a faulting you. I'm just letting you know I didn't get anything. I thank goodness you sent them on email. I downloaded and printed, but I didn't get anything.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Meeting adjourned.
Thank you guys. Bye.